U.S. vaccines. So you have these other countries that are more transparent about the reporting. In all those countries we mentioned, hospitalizations and deaths have spiked since May, and vaccinated people have accounted for more than half of all deaths recently. So tell me, and that's even. That's even news. And more than half, last week in the UK, they said more than 60% of vaccinated folks account for new cases of COVID. Delta variant, Lambda variant, fucking whatever variant, right? Doesn't matter. These people lined up, they got their injections, and they account for more than half of the deaths and more than 60% of the new cases. That's in the UK. So how could that be? And in the U.S., we're not seeing those numbers because we lie over here. Because the entire system is built on lies and liars are rewarded. And you folks out there, toeing the line, being a good citizen, being a stand-up guy, a stand-up lady, you get short shrifted and shafted because you're not in on the grift. And don't forget, don't try to blame it. I know these fucking guys right away, they try to spin it. I understand it. You know, when you're prepping like for a trial or something, or you're helping somebody prep for a trial, you always build your case around the knee-jerk retort by people who try to trick a jury. And you folks out here are the jury, right? Guys like Fauci and these other folks, they'll try to spin it. Well, in Israel, you know, there's different vaccines all over the world. Well, that automatically, they can manipulate you into thinking that. But in Israel, they're using the Pfizer vaccine. And in the United Kingdom, many of the folks have been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. So, and like I said, in Singapore, Pfizer, Moderna. So this isn't apples and oranges. This is apples and apples. So I've said this before too, right? I think maybe our good friend Berenson is listening to this podcast on a regular basis. And I mean, he's done good work on his own, of course. But a lot of the themes we discuss magically appear other places. That's good. We should get the news out. And whether it's sparked by me or generated by me, whatever, I don't care, as long as we get the news out. So you look at the credibility of guys like Fauci, the credibility of Unibrow, Surgeon General, and you ask yourself the same thing we've asked many times on here and on Hotwire. How can other countries have so many more deaths in their vaccinated populations when they're using the same fucking exact vaccines that we're using here, quote unquote vaccines, injections that we're using here? How does that work? Very simple. Fauci, Murthy, Unibrow, they intentionally lie. They cook the books. That's how. I told you how they rigged the what's considered vaccinated, fully vaccinated, what's considered unvaccinated. Right there is fucking massive, massive implications for underreporting and cooking the books. Plus, these guys have been comparing deaths among the fully vaccinated, which have been essentially an issue only since May of this year, with all deaths beginning from the day the United States offered its first vaccine dose. We talked about that previously, right? Of course Fauci can sit there, and anybody can sit there and say, well, most of the deaths are from unvaccinated people. Well, the vaccines weren't even fucking available. So all the people that These Democratic governors whacked the nursing homes, etc. All the hospitals choked people out on ventilators. Of course they would be tagged as unvaccinated. There was no vaccine. It's disingenuous being kind. It's blatant fucking gaming the system, rigging the stats, and lying is more reflective of what's going on here. And they're going to continue to do it. And we'll see if they try to muscle these other countries for transparent reporting. Because I can guarantee you one thing, the United States is not going to be transparent in its reporting. They are in bed with Big Pharma. They have a vested interest in you going out and getting these things. Forget about breakthrough cases. It's completely rigged. So there's no way we're going to get accurate numbers in the U.S. But I go by the Main Street polling, to be honest with you. What you hear from your friends, what you hear from your associates and family members, and who they hear from, and all the cases that are piling up of folks that have been harmed. And you hear about these things because it's not like, oh, this guy's at home sick, you know, he's not feeling well. It's like, this guy's fucked up. He's in the hospital. He's got problems. That's why you hear about it, because there, a number of them are particularly egregious. I go by that, really, more than anything. In this country, that's all we can go by. Like the local news, the local vibe of what's happening. Because the entire system is set up to keep us in the dark. Like, they're treating us like mushrooms, feed us shit, and keep us in the dark. That's the whole intention. And anytime you try to use a little sunlight to shine upon what's going on social media, etc., they shut you down. That's misinformation. No, it's not. Well, of course, their definition of misinformation is about as accurate as the U.S.'s definition of who is vaccinated and who isn't after they've already gotten a shot. So it's rigged all the way around. So what we do here is, and I think what's prudent for most folks to do, is keep your ear to the ground and follow your gut. That's number one. But two, listen to what's going on around you. Listen to what's happening in your circles and in your town and your little country, so to speak. I told people a long time ago, your family should be your country. That should be your focus right now. Keep your ear to the ground, what's going on in your so-called country, your little country, that's important to you, that's your world. And go by that, not by these fucking serial liars. Serial liars. It's unbelievable. Words to live by. Go local. Go with your gut. Go with your instinct. Not these assholes. They've lied to you now. Well, they've been lying for decades, of course. But specifically in your face every day, lying to you. And if you haven't figured it out yet, there are professionals that can help you. There are therapists out there. Seek help.
You
Simple Minds. Is that the house band of the NIH, the CDC, and the FDA, Simple Minds? While you folks were mesmerized by all the bullshit going on in the country and the Olympics. The Olympics. We noticed that the CDC has quietly abandoned the PCR test for COVID. Why is that? Why would that be? We talked about on Hotwire about how the whole thing was rigged. This is going back fucking months and months and months. Before it was the PCR test slamming became all the rage with the cool crowd. We were way ahead of that. And we talked about what a joke it is. And the fact that they needed the PCR test to rig COVID to drive up the numbers. That's why so many people are asymptomatic. They say they have COVID, but they're not really sick. Yeah, because they're not. Because the PCR test is fucking super rigged. And expensive, of course. It's a lot of money to be made. PCR test, and they've made it. Testing is no joke. Billions of dollars behind testing. And we talked about it, along with virologists and medical experts who argued that the cycle thresholds for the PCR test were jacked up. And of course, because they were so high, they were going to give many false positives. And that's exactly what they did. But still, the CDC was using it still because, oh, yeah, they're experts. Well, they've decided not to use it anymore. Why would they do that, though? You have to think about that. Well, one thing I noticed the other day. I mean, I'm forced to ask a very simple question. I talk about follow the money on here. Whenever they put the brakes on something like this, I automatically default to follow the money. We need the devil inside by a nexus. You have to look at the devil inside. And whenever something major like this, they put the brakes on something like this inside the healthcare industrial complex. We talked about the military industrial complex. Well, now we have a healthcare industrial complex. And if we didn't have one before 2020, we certainly have one now. What is going on here? Well, I automatically think, is another testing provider about to be enriched? Somebody going to come in and take the place of PCR tests? Oh, we have a new test. Somebody has reinvented the COVID wheel. Perhaps it's sinister to think that, I guess. But then I look at, oh, recent headline. Let's pull it up. Do. Give me 15 seconds. See if I can do it in 15 seconds. Here come the world. The look in its eye. Future uncertain, but certainly slides. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. That was like a Fauci 15 seconds. Give me 15 seconds to flatten the curve. 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Let's harken back to just a few days ago when I saw the headline, George Soros and Bill Gates backed consortium to buy a UK maker of COVID tests. $41 million. Oh, what could go wrong? And just a couple days after that, the CDC up and says, oh, these PCR tests are no good. Oh, are Soros and Gates going to slide in here now, make more money? Start thinking that way. Billionaire George Soros and Bill Gates, billionaires, are part of a consortium set to buy Mologic, a UK-based maker of COVID tests, in an effort to increase affordable, state-of-the-art medical technology around the world, including the United States. Oh, there it is. Soros Economic Development Fund and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced the launch of a new initiative, Global Access Health, GAH. They put the ass in access, I'll tell you that. Aiming to strengthen the global rollout, saving medical technology, and the subsequent acquisition of Mologic Limited, best known for the deep nostril technology used to deliver rapid COVID-19 tests. The technology can also be used to test for dang bilharzia and river blindness. Three things I like to get after a good weekend of drinking some tequila. Is that your new test, folks? Is that what's going to happen? The rapid so-called lateral flow test. They say it was a drip. A deep nostril technology. I thought it was a deep nostril drip. Owned now by two drips. The rapid so-called flow tests offer early warning screening for COVID-19 and have been used around the world as an aid to help reopen shops, bars, sporting events, and workplaces by giving an early warning result for people who may have no symptoms but are still infectious. Didn't I tell you folks, they always roll things out in the UK? It's like off Broadway, and then they say, oh, we're ready now. We bought this, and oh my God, the tests are so incredible. The results have been so encouraging and incredible in the UK. Well, maybe it's just time for... it's time to roll this out now. The CDC. And then we'll roll it out in Latin America and Asia and Africa and Oceania. And beyond. More money for these fucking arch criminals. It's pretty amazing. The only people that are making money from the pandemic are the people who are mostly responsible. Well, can't say that yet. We'll say the people that whose money helped pay for a lot of these little test runs they had. Clay Daxon, Event 201. Oh, you look around. Soros money in that, Gates money in that. Oh, and then they end up making money from all this. That's just the damnedest thing, isn't it? No? It's probably just a coincidence. That they have these... When I say follow the money, it always comes back to the money, folks. That's all it's ever about. It's not about fucking helping you or keeping you and your loved ones safe. Get the hell out of here. Come on, wake up, grow up. It's about these people making money. And if they can get you to suffer, all the better. They hate your guts. They always have. So let's get back to the... So that's why killing off the PCR test... That could be exactly why. Let's stick around and see. Don't be stupid out there, folks. Grow up. Don't be a fool. Sammy will tell you.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of.
Sammy will tell you. Major health groups call for COVID-19 vaccine mandates for healthcare workers in the United States. Right on cue. They're getting desperate, so we need to get the unions. Let's cash in the union card, etc. The trade group card. The editors have written a note. It appears to be somewhat prophetic. The difference in Europe and Australia, where the government is mandating vaccines, our vaccine mandates will come down from corporations and private trade groups because they really run the country anyways in the United States. Everything and everyone is out of the shadows now. Fucking A. Folks out there saying, who are these people that you talk about, these overlords? Who are the puppet masters? You've seen them. You're seeing who runs the show. Big business. Comes back to three magical words. Talked about on here for a long time. Follow the money. As I just said, it's always about money. That's all these assholes care about. Because the money equals the power. See? Many times the power trumps the money. As far as what these guys really, really quench for. But they need the money, obviously, and the control to get and enjoy the power. So it's an unholy trilogy, if you ask me. Healthcare professionals from over 50 organizations representing millions of workers called for mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations today. Among all healthcare and long-term care employees Monday, as infections climb nationwide due to the highly transmittable Delta variant. Let me ask you guys something. Most news consumers out there would just sit there and say, wow, this is crazy. Must really be getting bad. 50 organizations representing millions of workers. Over 50. How do these people all get on the same fucking page on the same fucking day with the same fucking message? Identical message. Identical release. 50 organizations? Doesn't seem strange to you? It's called a script. It's all bullshit. What kind of fool am I? Not the kind who believes this is fucking organic and real. But again, it's all about the unwashed, right? The unwashed healthcare workers put vulnerable patients at risk of infection. Like unvaccinated kids, older adults, and those with weakened immune system, the joint statement reads, citing already required vaccinations for the flu, hepatitis B. So you got 50 organizations representing millions of healthcare workers, and they just make shit up. They put stuff in here. It's undocumented. There's no fucking citation. You couldn't get this past a college professor. You need a bibliography here, folks. You just can't say, make crazy statements like this, putting patients at risk of infection. Based on what fucking research? That's what I'm talking about. I just want some proof. Give me a citation. Give me a fucking footnote. Nothing. Nothing. The American Medical Association, of course, one of the groups, the same folks who sold you the fuck out by pressuring their physicians not to give you therapeutics that can help cure you in a couple days. No, we'll let these people twist on a fucking vine. Maybe if we get lucky enough, they'll die and jack up the numbers. All these trade groups, hospitals, long-term care facilities, all these places, American Nurses Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, Association of American Medical Colleges, all of them sign off on the endorsement on the same time. Where I come from, that's called collusion. Don't you think it's a giveaway? Think about this. Common sense. Think outside the box. Logic. Basic reasoning. Very powerful in today's day and age because so few people employ it. It gives you an advantage if you could take a step back and say, Think about this. There are millions of healthcare workers in the United States. Many of these people are face to face with folks who have COVID-19 on a daily basis. They have it. Okay? They're working with these people, treating them, etc. They're exposed to them regardless, however you want to term it. Healthcare workers exposed to people with COVID-19 on a daily basis for the last 14, 15, 16 months, right? 17 months. You would think these would be the first people who would step up and get these injections to protect themselves. But they don't. They don't. Why? Because the buzz is out. They don't work. And they cause problems. So why would I do that when I have a 99% chance of recovery, even if I get COVID, and I've worked with these folks for 14, 15, 16, 17 months, etc., and I haven't gotten sick, or if I did, I bounced back, so why do I need a fake vaccine? So the trade groups out there, healthcare workers are saying, fuck off, we're not doing this. And the trade groups say, oh, yeah, you're going to do it. You'll see a problem there? What becomes of the brokenhearted? What becomes of the unwashed? And guess what? We are facing a similar situation in my family, and the fucking the bottom line is, fuck it. It's not worth it. It's just a job. It's a stupid job. At the end of the day, life is not defined by a job. Go do something else. If you're steadfast and not wanting to take these injections, don't take them. If you get fired, you get fired. Aha, he says, in an attempt to spark some inquisitiveness with his audience. But let's step outside the box again now. And we can read about this story. It's all over the place. Blah, 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 blah. You know the ins and outs of this, right? Basically, they're going to throw some bullshit stats out about the Delta variant and all this other bullshit. It's unproven, by the way. No citations. No fucking bibliography. That's okay. They get away with it, though, right? But let's take a step outside the box. Something I try to do on a regular basis. If healthcare workers are steadfast and they realize that this is junk, poison, they're not going to take it. They won't fucking take it. Regardless of what these dopes say in the American College of Physicians and the American Medical Association. So what happens if they say, fuck this, I quit? Now, we already have a medical shortage. We have a medical, basically, a national medical emergency with what's been going on here. We've lost doctors. We've lost nurses, we've lost frontline workers, so to speak, and others in the medical community who said, fuck this, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. Doctors who actually have a conscience, who are not morally bankrupt, who understand that they can't legally treat patients the way they, by the Hippocratic Oath, instead they have to go by state laws, etc., that are basically formulated and policies by the American Medical Association and state medical boards, policies meant to basically sell patients out when it comes to stuff.